Now, in the laws of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Harav, we're up to in chapter 90. We're doing subsection 4, Siv Dalet. So he says it like this: Tzorich liftoyach psochim v'chaloynes b'veis haknesses kineged Yerushalayim. One needs to open up doors or windows in the synagogue that is going to be facing Yerushalayim, kidei lihispalel kinegdoi, so that you can daven next to opposite it, which means davening towards Yerushalayim. And he brings a verse here, Shedemar. This is a verse in Daniel in Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says, "V'kavin psichin le'baliyosa neged Yerushalom." That there are windows that were open. He's describing the room over there. He says there were windows open in the upper level facing Yerushalayim. That's what the verse states over there. And the reason why we want to face Jerusalem when we're praying is lefi shegoyrmin loy lekaven liboy, because this causes the person to direct his heart, to have the kavana in his heart. Shehu mistakel klapi shemaya, because klapi shemayim, because you look towards the sky. Then your heart becomes subdued. You know, it's, I guess, out of the majesty of Hashem. So he talks about facing Yerushalayim, but he brings the verse that says that it was in the upper. So there's two things. There's also aliyosa, meaning in the top, on the upper level, which means that you're looking towards the top. But va'afa pisha mispalel. Normally we say one who davens should put his eyes down, not up. The reason is you don't want to be distracted. You don't want to look, you know, if you look, keep your eyes up, there's things, there's a bird flying, there's a tree, there is somebody working out there, you know, you're going to be distracted. So one should not look up, one should look down when you're davening. As we'll see in chapter 95, over there in subsection 3. But yet, mekomakim kshen is batla kavanosoi, but when you feel that your kavana has ceased, that it's no longer, you're no longer attending, yisoin of l'shamayim later kavana, you should raise your eyes towards the heavens so to arouse your kavana. So while you're having kavana, look on the bottom so you don't get distracted. But otherwise, so it seems all this is explaining why it's on the attic, why it's towards the top, and not explaining why towards Yerushalayim. But the thing is like this, what he's really explaining is, why do you need windows? And why do you need doors, openings? Okay, there's one thing to pray towards Mizrach, towards Yerushalayim, but why do you need to have openings? The openings is so that through the openings you can actually see the sky, or you can actually, through the doors or the windows. So that's what, so we need kavin psichin lay. So it's not just on the top, but it's rather towards the outside in which you can see the sky. V'chein kishmispalu b'bayis achar, the same thing is true if you're praying in another place, in another room, in another house, which is not a shul. You're just praying there. So tzorich lispalel b'bayis yesh b'chaloynes. So you should pray in a room that has windows. In a room that has v'toyv should be beis haknesses yiyu yud beis chaloynes. He says it's best that in the shul there should be 12 windows. 12 windows corresponding to 12 tribes, so that each direction for each tribe. Not sure, it doesn't say here in the Shulchan Aruch side. Got to look for the sources for it. Sounds reasonable.
Do all the windows have to face east?
No. So here doesn't say. So it says, see, there's two things. He says the door should be windows and doors, and then he says it should be towards Yerushalayim to daven towards Yerushalayim, but apparently it's best maybe to have the windows in the east, but I guess in this case he says it should be just windows, so there should be windows. He says clearly. It says clearly. It's not necessarily for them all to be in the east. The best is that all sides should be open. So it should not only be the east that is open, but actually all sides should be open. Subsection 5. One should not pray but in a home, in a contained place. But not in an area which is open, which is breached. Not in a field, like in a field. Don't daven in a room, in a closed area, not in a breached area. Elohim came. Again, we're talking about mainly about the Amida now. Elohim came, who baderech, unless you're on the road. If you're on the road, mipnei shekshu b'mokim tzniyus chala olav emes melech. He says, when you're in a modest place, like in a room, in a closed-in place, then the awe, the fear of the king is upon you, because it's closed-in area. Then you have a broken heart, because when you want to, meaning to subdue yourself before Hashem, when you pray to Hashem, you don't want to pray to Hashem with arrogance, you want to pray with a broken heart. It says, God does not refuse a broken heart. Like there's an expression of one of the rebbes, he says, there's nothing more fixed than a broken heart. You know, that's the strongest, or something like that, and along those lines. However, he says like this, a person should not enter into a churba. A churba is a broken down place, a neglected house over there, which is standing over there, which nobody is using. Don't go in there to pray, so that you're going to pray in a quiet place, because then people might suspect you going into that. I mean, the people used to use those areas to do bad things over there. Sheikh Shadush, yesh lo zoynim yichedus sham, because they might suspect him that he has a woman, a harlot, for waiting for him over there. So don't go in there. Umipnei, amapoilus. There's another reason. These broken down places may actually fall down because they're not sturdy. And also umipnei hamazikim. There can be those mazikim, are like demons and other things that may gather in those spooky areas. So those are all dangerous. Not to go there. However, he says, "V'im hachurba imedus basodeh." But if this broken down, this churba, is standing in the field, so over there ain lochush balchshad. So over there, we don't have to worry about people suspecting him, because she'ain zoyna metsuya basodeh. There is no harlot over there in the field. V'im hachurba briyah v'chazok, and if it's a strong churba, a healthy one, ain lochush bav lemapoilus, then you don't have to worry about falling down because it's a sturdy churba. Im shnayim nichnasim bo ain lochush lemazikim, and if two people go together, then you don't have to worry about demons in there, because shel echod nido mazik, because the demons will only appear to a person if you're alone by yourself, and they can also do damage to you if you're by yourself. But when you are two people together, nira, they can appear, but ve'ene mazik, they won't do any damage. If there's two people, they won't do damage. Ulegimul ene nira koliker, and if there's three, they are not even visible at all. Demons do not show themselves where there is three people. However, the exception to this is imloy b'mokim shiyadu asher regilim shan, unless it's an area which they are commonly over there. They know that they hang around, that the demons hang around there, then even three would be dangerous. So give some aziki. The avuka kishnayim. If you carry with you a flame, that's considered like two people, because it's you and the flame. So then you don't have to worry. And then if, you can see them, but they won't hurt you. The yoreach kishleisha. If you have also the moon, then it's considered like three. So I guess if there is light from the moon and a torch and with you these three objects together, then it's not even, doesn't even appear to you. I thought usually they, when the moon is, that's where they come around. No, on the light of the moon is where they. Isn't that? That's supposed to be the
like a full moon.
Like a full moon, huh? That's where they actually. I don't know. You don't believe in that. All right. Anyways, so therefore he says. So what do we have from all this? Why are we studying about these mazikim? And what do we have to find out about these demons? All these things. So therefore, he says, "Lefikach imem shnayim." If you're two together, because we were talking about going into Daven De'Amida, into the Churba, he said you're not allowed to for these three reasons. But if you are two together, Muta Lekonis, but then you can go in there, Im Hibriya B'Chazaka, if it's a healthy and a strong structure, so you don't have to be afraid that it's going to fall down. But Emetis B'Sod, and it stands in the field, so you don't have to worry about the harlot. Nobody's going to suspect him. And because they're two, you don't have to worry about the demons. So if you have all these three conditions, then you can go in. Lefikach, so that's why it'll be better go in there, so you can daven in the structure over there. If not, you're better off davening on the road, even though then entering there and endangering yourself or causing suspicion for yourself or getting hurt by the demons, so that you're better off doing that.
Rabbi, at the time this was written, were books available Sidurim?
Not so much.
That they might be doing it by
heart? By orally, yeah. Yeah, we learned that before, that when there's a sitter, you have another, with regards to other halachas, it's less distracting, but...
Yeah.
The printing presses are like 1500s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is it safe to pray in a house of worship that's different than your own?
It doesn't talk about it, but it's sure that's problematic. I mean, there will be, but he's not discussing this over here. Now he talks about what happens if a person you worry that people that passerbys are going to sort of interrupt you. You try to daven the Amida, but you're standing in the middle of the place there, so they're going to interrupt you. So you spalut tfilik tzorah. So then you can do a shorter version. There's a shorter version of the Amida, as it's known, shehi havinenu. This is the prayer of havinenu. Havinenu is a combination, a small piece from all of the 18 brachas put in there. It's called the havinenu, which is elaborate, which is bar b'simun kuf yud. This will be elaborated in chapter 110, over there in Sif Aleph, exactly how the bracha goes. So that means if there's no choice in your word, you're going to be interrupted, and do a shorter version of the Amida. Okay, so now let's do one more halach over here.
I had asked about the siddur because I was thinking the torch, they give them the light to read by.
Everything is printed on vellum.
You know, if, but
no, but it doesn't need the torch. I don't think they need the torch.
It was at night.
Paper wasn't as readily available back then.
Right.
It was printed on vellum.
Okay, so here we have also a discussion in this one here. It says, the statement says like this. The statement reads, "Hamispalel yudches achoyde beis haknesses," one who davens in the back of the shul, meaning outside of the shul, behind the shul. But then it says, "Ve'einu hoifich ponuv lebeis haknesses," and you don't turn your face to the shul, so you're in the back of the shul, and you don't pay the one, nikra rasha, he's called evil. That's the statement. So now the question, exactly what does it mean? So it could mean you're davening in the back of the shul. So say that the shul is facing east, the people in the shul are facing east. You're outside of the shul and you're facing west. So you have your back to the shul. So that would be called an evil, because why? Because everybody here is davening towards the east and you're davening towards the west. You're davening the other direction from the shul. Besides, I mean, you have to daven in the right direction, but you wouldn't be called a Russia if you're just davening the wrong direction. But let's see. But we have two different interpretations in this statement, davening in the back of the shul. Yes, Mefarshim, there are those that interpret this, Shachayre Beis HaKnesses, that what is the back of the shul? Hu Hatzad Shapesach Pasuach Bay. That would be the side which the entrance is opened. Which means the wall, usually the east wall, is the one that is closed because that's where everybody faces. The back of the shul is the west wall. That is where you have the entrance going into the shul. Behind the that is Ma'ariv. If you're praying in that side, which means in the back of the shul, chutz lebeis haknesses, and you're outside of the shul, v'hoifech achoyrev lebeis haknesses, then you turn your back to the shul, so you're behind us to the shul, nikra rasha, then you're called a rasha. Why? Because then you appear as if you were denying b'misha tzibur mispalim fonov, to whom the community is praying for. Shehem is palim kaplan mizrach. They're davening, everybody's praying towards the east. Boom is palim kaplan mizrach. You're davening for the west. So you're behind the shul, you're doing the opposite direction. The nidek ishtey reshuyas. Then it appears as if there are two gods. There are two separate authorities over here. One to the east and one for the west. Avalim oyoyim b'chutz l'koysel mizrachi. But what happens if you're on the outside of the east wall? You find yourself on the outside of the east wall. Upon of klape hamizrach. And then you're facing the east. But your back is still to the wall of the shul. Even though you're behind, is still to the Beis HaKnesses because you're on the outside wall. But since you're praying towards the east, as the community is praying, you're not looking like a heretic, like you're denying. Then he's not called a Russia. So if you're on the east side of the shul and you're praying the same direction with the shul, even though your back is to the shul, that's not called a Russia.
Same thing with Bowie in Lachat Odi when we all turn around to welcome.
But that's in the shul. Here we're talking, the guy is outside of the shul.
Yeah.
V'yesh Meforshim, and others explain. That behind of the shul means behind the east wall. And if you're standing over there and you're going to be facing upon of klapei mizrach, and you're facing towards the east with your back to the shul, nikra rasha, you're called still a rasha. While hayul v'achoydav lebeis haknesses, you're just your back. You're behind, can't be towards the shul. Now you're. It's nothing to do with the side that you're davening to, but it's just because you're behind us to the shul. Avol k'shemachzir ponov lebeis haknesses. But if you turn your face towards the Beis HaKnesses, af al pisha mispalel klapei ma'ariv, even though you're facing west, v'hatzibur klapei mizrach, and the community is doing east, they're doing east and you're doing west, ein b'kach klum, then doesn't matter. Kivon shepnei kol hakol klapei kosev mizrachi, since everybody is facing the east wall, v'hu gam ponov gam kin klapei kosev, and his face is also towards that wall. So you're facing the same wall, even though you're a different direction, but you're still at the same wall. So what do we do? Now, according to the first opinion, we're going to see in a minute what happens in some one more case. But it says, so what do we do? So we have to worry about, it says, V'roi loch shdivri shneim. So we should worry about both the words. So if you're outside on the east side, you don't know how to daven. You can't daven towards the wall because, according to the first opinion,
we'd be facing west.
What? Yeah, he's not. He's facing the wrong direction.
Yes.
Okay, so he says, well, outside by the east wall, don't daven of the road. Whether you're turning your face to the shul. Either way, either your back is to the shul, you can't have your back to the shul, and also not facing the to the shul, because then you'd be facing west. And also, don't daven outside of the western wall, upon a klap in Ma'ariv, v'chodl beis haknesses, though you'd be facing Ma'ariv, and your back would be to the Beis HaKnesses. Kizenik Rosh Divrei HaKel. Then everybody will consider you a Rosh. In the first case, when you're facing east, when everybody's facing east, you're facing west. According to the first opinion, you're davening two different directions. That's the problem. But even according to the second basis, the second opinion is you're turning your behind to the shul. Even though you're behind this day, but you're still your behind this to the shul. He says that you call the Rosh according to the opinion. Avalim panu beisaknesses, but if you're facing the shul, kivan shemispalel klapi mizvach, since you're diving towards the east, kimoch hatzibur mispalel, as the community is praying, alfa pi shemim b'chutz, even though you're outside, but you're that same direction, ein bekach klum l'divra hakel, according to all opinions, that doesn't matter, elo shalachatchila mitzvah min hamufchar, but we'll just finish up. Elo shachatchila mitzvah min hamufchar. The best way, the mitzvah, the best way is the spalel bebeis hakneses imatzibur. It's better to be in the side of the synagogue, together with the community. Kimoshi is better to be explained. Don't stay outside of the shul while the people are davening inside the shul. Make sure to be in the shul. Don't stand outside. So while there is no prohibition when you're outside of the shul, there is no prohibition because you are facing the same direction as the shul. So there's really no prohibition because you're not on the other direction. You're facing and your back is not to the shul. So that's okay to daven there, but that's not the right place to be in the first place. One should be in the shul and daven with a minyan.